You're listening to the Uplinking Air Podcast. The clatter that matters. Heard at theunblinkingear.blogspot.com and available via the iTunes store. My name is Paul Bruno. We are back after a two-month hiatus. Back with the clatter that matters. Sorry for taking all this time off. This podcast was actually ready to go about a month ago or so. And I could not bring myself to just record this talk over for whatever reason. Well, the reason was that I was busy. Let's go with that. But now I'm sitting down, ready to talk to you about records. This is our first show of 2016. And always an interesting show because this is the show usually happens in early January, where I go look at everyone else's best of the year lists and pick up on records I didn't know about or needed to be reminded of. And I put that together into a playlist. It's usually a pretty darn good show. So it is February, so it's a little late, but let's get on with the show nonetheless. We just heard from Snooty Garbageman with Ain't Got Shit To Do. Sorry if there are any children listening to this. That's from their self-titled debut album. Came out last year on the 12XU label. Snooty Garbageman, hail from Houston. Feature members of the OPN3s and Secret Prostitutes. And that was a record I got last year. Gave it a listen. Never played it, and then popped up on a bunch of people's best of the year lists, and reminded me that it was, you know, a record I should listen to again, and indeed I did, and indeed it's very good stuff. Prior to that, we heard from the Dropouts with Don't Know. That's from a collection called Wear Loud, 90s Cassette Punk Unknowns on the Slovenly Black Gladiator label. Came out back in September, and that's exactly what it is. A bunch of stuff comes from punk rock tapes from the 90s, released between 1993 and 1998. 19 bands in total, 33 tracks, and a very, very impressive selection here. These bands are truly unknown. I was around in 93 to 99, and I've never heard of most of these bands. Really, I assume they've got the creme de la creme, but it shows because this is a really great, consistent listen. And mostly garage punk, but some other weirder stuff in there as well. So I'd recommend you check that out. Part of that, Obnox with See Me from their album Wiglet. Came out back in October on the Ever Never label. Ever Never label. Obnox are, of course, Lamont Bim Thomas, he formerly of Bassholes and Puffy Areolas, and very prolific. Third LP of 2015 was Wiglet from Obnox. And yeah, I can't even say which of the three LPs are the best of those. They're all really great. And hard to keep up, but still worth it. Prior to that, we heard from Stickmen with Ray Guns from a new collection of theirs called Grave City. We heard the song Grave City that came out back in September on the End of an Ear label, the Austin-based record store, starting a label. That's their first release. Stickmen with Ray Guns, hail from Dallas, Texas, featured Bobby Sox, he of Learn to Hate the 80s fame, that classic punk rock single. And formed Stickmen with Ray Guns in the mid-80s. He was a bit, and it also went a band called Teenage Bruges, but that's neither here nor there. Formed Stickmen with Ray Guns in the mid-80s. Did not put out any records of their own at all. Just a handful of compilation cuts. They're all compiled here, along with a couple of live recordings, and they paint a portrait of a really fantastic band. So great to have all their stuff together, finally, a proper release of their own, Stickman with Ray Guns. Before that, a band whose name may offend more sensitive ears if you're listening with children. They're called Motherfucker. And we heard a song from them called Meth Witches. From their debut album, Confetti, came out last year on the Sick Room label. And, yeah, they hail from Athens, Georgia, all lady trio. And that was on the list. I will say that I nicked that right from the list of Can't Stop the Bleed and their best of the year. And lots of good stuff on that list. That was the one I think I liked the most, though. So yeah, really solid pounding hard rock there. At the top of the set, we heard from the Minneapolis Uranium Club with The Collector. That's from the 12-inch they released last year on the Fashionable Idiots label called Human Exploration. Debut release from this band, who feature former members of Solid Attitude. And they're getting lots of hype. The Minneapolis Uranium Club. People are super into what they're doing. And why not? Anyway, that's it for that set. Let's get back into the music. Here is something new from Unblinking Ear Records, part of our Office Supply single series. Here is Summer Saints here on the Unblinking Ear Podcast.
Don't go, 'cause I'll read my mind on the red, red. going to Algeria. Can't get to what my job is.
listening to the Unblinking Ear podcast, and we just heard from a band, a very interesting name, Girls Pissing on Girls Pissing. And yeah, I don't know what to say about that. We heard the song called A Fraud Abroad from their third LP called Scrying in Infirmary Architecture. Came out last year on the Muzai label. Girls Pissing on Girls Pissing. Hail from Auckland, New Zealand. It's their first record to get a physical release. Heard very good things about them, but was kind of turned off by the name, which I'm just going to chalk up to some kind of feminist irony or something like that. Right? That's safe. Yeah, so I heard good things, but turned off by the name. But then they popped up on the year-end list of both Can't Stop the Bleeding and effing record reviews, we'll say. So gave them another listen, and yeah, pretty great stuff there. Prior to that, we heard from The Shifters with Algeria. That's from a self-titled cassette, came out last year on the Comfort 35 label. Shifters hail from Melbourne, Australia. And yeah, edition of 35 cassettes that was released on that self-titled Shifters cassette. That's what the Comfort 35 label does. They are, of course, long gone, those tapes. But the digital is still available if you'd like to purchase that. And Shifters maybe have some members of some other bands. I don't know. I couldn't seem to find out. I did a little bit of research, but couldn't come up with anything. And I have to give props to Gavin from the Go-To-Beds for turning me on to that band last year. And me listening to them and promptly forgetting about them. And then, you know, despite enjoying them, I forgot about it. But then they popped up again on Gavin's Best of the Year list. So give them another listen. It is, you know, pretty damn good. And I'm a fool for not bookmarking that Bandcamp page. All right, prior to that, another Australian band, Rat Columns. We heard Waiting in the World. That's from EP called Fooling Around. Came out last year, August, I believe, on the Blackest Ever Black label, record I've been wanting to play for a while. And their second 12-inch EP of 2015. And they originally hail from Perth, Australia. I believe they then relocated to San Francisco. Now they are in Berlin, or something like that. And they feature David West of Rank Xerox and Total Control. Part of that, Tenement with Cold Pavement Is. That's from the album Predatory Headlights. Came out last year on the Don Giovanni label. Another record I've been wanting to play for a while. Never got around to doing it until just now when it popped up on a bunch of best ofs, and I said, yes, I should listen to that. Third LP from this Wisconsin band, 25 tunes, double LP, and a handful of them are sort of some wonky experimental tracks, kind of like the interludes on Zen Arcade, something like that. But most of the LP is just fantastic pop songs, and re-listening to this, I think probably should have made my best of the year list, which it did not, but should have made room for it, because the pop songs are really incredible. And I don't know, I was a little suspicious of this band, because they got a profile on the New York Times before I'd heard of them, so that always turns me off. Anyway, at the top of the set, we heard from Summer Saints with For All You Know. That's from the latest installment of Office Supplies, the Unblinking Ear digital single series, monthly digital single series. Actually, not the latest installment. We posted a new one a couple of days ago. It's from the January installment. Monthly digital single series you can get at unblinkingear.bandcamp.com. And, yeah. It's a name your price download, like every installment of Office Supplies has been. We just posted a new one, debut release from Wheels on Meals. And do I even have the name of my own Bandcamp right? I don't know. Unblinkingearrecords.bandcamp.com. Oh, God. I should really know that, shouldn't I? Anyway, yeah. Unlinkingyourrecords.bandcamp.com. That's where you can find Summer Saints for all you know. And I'm told this is from a forthcoming LP from the Brooklyn Trio. So, something to look forward to in the new year. They also released a great cassette last year, which you can find on their Bandcamp, which is summersaints.bandcamp.com. And we can look forward to the second LP from them. All right, that is it for this edition of the Unblinking Ear podcast. We'll be back to a semi-normal schedule very soon, with any luck. And I'm going to leave you here with something, another record that came out this year, a reissue of a record from Steve Treatment, who actually passed away this year, coincidentally enough. It's called All Dressed for Tomorrow. The name of the LP came out on the Monsters label. And Steve Treatment was a, I don't know, sort of a post-glam artist. Released a bunch of 7-inches, a few of which he was backed by Swell Maps and released on their own label, the Rather Records label. Such as the song we're about to hear, which kind of sounds like T-Rex or Mark Bolan backed by Swell Maps. And if that's not a combination that intrigues you, I don't know what you're doing listening to this podcast. Anyway, here's Steve Treatment with The Hippie Posed Engrossment. That'll do it for me. Check out unblinkingyourrecords.bandcamp.com. Rate, review the podcast on iTunes. Follow me on Twitter at unblinkingear. And that's it for me. Here's Steve Treatment. Thanks for listening, everybody, and take care.
Of a peculiar way. Well, he said that I was basic, didn't have a face. Peace, man, please, I'll help you find a place. Wiggle and a walk and a man that is potent. Hippie, posed and gross, man, yeah. See him walk, hear him talk. Always so impatient, sexual elation.